Well, Algeria's president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, has abandoned his plan to run for another term in office. Bouteflika also postponed the presidential election, pledging that a government reshuffle will happen very soon. The president said a new constitution will be submitted to a national referendum and vowed political and economic reforms in the country. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Ahmed Ouahia has also tendered his resignation, with Nourdine Bedoui being named as the new prime minister. Algerian protesters took to the streets in the capital, Algiers, to celebrate the outcome of their weeks-long rallies.
This is the first step in which the Algerian people managed to succeed. We have removed President Bouteflika, but now it's the system in full which must go away.
It's a happy day for every Algerian party, no matter if you're from the east or the west. I can't express what I'm feeling right now. It's a real ray of sunshine.
The French foreign minister also welcomed the Algerian president's decision. People in the North African nation have been rallying for weeks against Bouteflika's bid to run for a fifth term in office. The protesters demanded the 82-year-old politician step aside due to his poor health condition. Bouteflika has been in power since 1999. And to discuss that further, we're joined by Mr. Scott Rickert, former American intelligence linguist, joining us live from Florida. And also we're joined by Omali Yeshitela, chairman of the African People's Society Party. Now, to Mr. Rickert, it was quite an interesting turn of events. It was quite unexpected. What do you think caused a change of heart in Mr. Bouteflika?
Well, he's been kind of out of the picture for quite some time, since I had a stroke about 5-6 years ago. At the same time, he's also had a difficult time certainly dealing with the leadership of the country. Obviously, individuals in charge have been at his bay, but at the same time, you know, we're talking about one of the largest, actually the largest French colony in Africa. So this colonial French country obviously operates under French rule even till today, even though they've said they've had some form of independence. But the people of Algeria are protesting and trying to move forward with some semblance of democracy there have actually created a small movement, but unfortunately I don't see much change in the political infrastructure, given the predominant control given under the French imperialist nature of the country.
Thank you very much. Let's turn to Omali Yeshitela, chairman of the African People's Society. Now, what do you think? Well, our first guest, Mr. Rickert, does not believe that this will bring about much change. We've heard of a cabinet reshuffle. The prime minister has handed his resignation. He's been replaced by a new prime minister. How much change can we expect in the establishment?
My name is Omali Yeshitela, and I'm the chairman of the African People's Socialist Party. And I agree with the gentleman that what we have is simply shuffling, as you just mentioned, in terms of the cabinet, but the system still remains in place. That the fact is that the Algerian Revolution was an incredibly significant thing to African people and colonized people all around the world, the success of the Algerian Revolution. And I'm afraid that that revolution has been set back since the coup that overthrew Ahmed Ben Bella. I think that might have been 69 or something like that, but I've forgotten the year. But Ben Bella proved to have been an extraordinarily progressive and creative kind of leader that wanted to take Algeria into the future as a part of an overall African revolution and anti-colonial struggle around the world. He was at the Organization of African Unity's founding in 1963, he was first to say that one of the immediate tasks of the Organization of African Unity would be to form an all-African military force to go and remove the apartheid regime from the continent of Africa. He attempted to initiate various kinds of egalitarian economic reforms that would turn over land and other kinds of resources to the masses of people in Algeria. And he, in fact, shook up some of the developing economic and political interests that even participated with the National Front, the FLN. So I agree that what we have now is simply a shuffling of a post and things like that under the same new colonial regime, and the intrusion of French imperialism continues to be there. The Algerian economy, I think at least a third of it relies on petroleum and natural gas, and I think much of that is tied to France. So I agree that there's not a fundamental change. We've seen the mass of the people get so excited in the past in Northern Africa. We saw that excitement happen in Egypt when people thought something had profound had changed, Tunisia, et cetera, and not having understood that the nature of the system remained the same, with just a shuffling of the persons who now represent the face of the same oppressive regime.
Thank you very much, Mr. Yeshdala. Let's go back to Mr. Rickard. Now, what kind of change are people expecting, Mr. Rickard?
Well, I'm sure that they hope that there would be change. But I mean, if you look at the history, most recent history since the year I was born, 1962, what Charles de Gaulle had done there less than 50 years ago. This was a murderous time where over a million Algerians lost their lives to what was incredibly a brutal French colonialism in Algeria. And Charles de Gaulle, I have a friend whose grandfather worked for him as the governor of Martinique. This was the kind of nature's, in fact, one of the major fundamental changes that came to Algeria came from a Caribbean Martinique immigrant in the 1800s who created more of a modern psychological aspect society in Algeria. But at the same time, the French control, as the other guest has stated, had tremendous ties into the petroleum and gas industries there, as well as the tremendous amount of, believe it or not, tourism. There's quite a large amount of tourism in that region. The French have dominated several colonies, certainly Mali to the west with the tremendous amounts of uranium mines. And obviously, as the other guest has stated, this type of uprising, if it has anything to do with taking over the economic nature of those countries, very much like what happened in Libya, certainly Egypt, or any of the things that have happened in other countries where people have tried to rise up against their current governments. The United States and their allies will not stand for autonomy. These countries have been under supreme control since the 1800s, certainly after the Ottoman Empire was pushed out of the region, and certainly at the same time, the Americans, the tremendous amount of control they've had in the region since World War II, and certainly they've been extremely in control, obviously up until the time that Gaddafi took over his country. Libya alone was the largest air force base that the air force had ever built around Tripoli up until 1969, until Gaddafi took over. So this is the kinds of things you won't see a leader take over in these countries without any major pushback by the West. If that's ever done, the United States and their allies will have nothing of it and will go in and overthrow anyone who does not abide by the current rule sets.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rickard. Now back to Mr. Yeshitela. Mr. Yeshtela, how long do you think it will take before the Algerians realize that the kind of change that they were expecting is not going to happen? And let's not forget that the French foreign minister has also backed this decision by Bouteflika, Mr. Bouteflika. And what do you think that signals to the Algerians?
I think that the French would love to see Bouteflika leave and make that kind of decision, because it functions. They hope that it would function as a kind of steam relief valve, that it would allow people to have the impression of having a great success, and that it would still the opposition and quiet the opposition, and hope that it does not actually consolidate into something much more serious than simply mass uprising. I mean, what appears to be missing from certainly from outside observation is a core type of organization that would not only be able to protest the Bouteflika regime, but actually would be capable of contesting for political power, and actually with the intent of being able to seize and wield political power. And I don't see the evidence of any kind of organization like that on the ground in Algeria. And so that's problematic. I think the closest, the problem is that the entire economy of the world is dominated by imperialism. And the United States, though a declining hegemon, is made even more desperate by the fact that it is in a state of decline, as we can see what's happening in places like Venezuela, where the people have attempted to take control of the resources and to establish a regime that would actually meet the needs of the people, which means, of course, denying access or total access to these resources to the United States and other imperial powers. And so there's a great contest that's happening in the world today, and why the U.S. is adamant. Sectors of the ruling class in the United States, of course, up in arms about Iran, adamant that that Iran should not have peace. And in fact, what we saw with Venezuela, with Iran, with Russia, the ability of the United States with the collaboration of the Saudi, reactionary Saudi regime, actually glut the oil market to function to disrupt the economies of Russia, who the U.S. was seeing as a major contending force at a time of its own decline. Iran, who the U.S. was seeing as becoming extraordinarily influential in the Persian Gulf and the Middle East at large, and then of course Venezuela. These were critical events in destabilizing the entire imperialist economy. And so what we see, unfortunately, I don't see, and perhaps your other guest does see something on the ground in Algeria that could actually be thinking of and trying to make a contest for political power. And then even if that should happen, I think your guest is absolutely correct. We would see U.S. intervention in the same way the U.S. intervened when France lost Vietnam. It would move to try to protect the system that has provided resources to what's called the West at the expense of the vast majority of the people on this planet.
Thank you very much for your elaborations, Mr. Omali Yeshitela, chairman of the African People's Socialist Party, joining us on the phone from Florida. And also, Mr. Scott Rickard, thank you very much for your time and your elaborations regarding this very important issue. And also, thank you to all our viewers for following this edition of the News Review with us.